Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown! 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 Georgia!
Now, here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter Drew Butler.
Drew Butler, leader in the country in punts 49-plus. See if he booms this one. He does. Wow!
And Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and SEC championship-winning quarterback Jake Fromm.
Lee Flicker to get the night started. Downfield looking for Godwin.
Now, with the latest from around the SEC and the world of college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Dogs are winners. A national championship for a new generation of Bulldogs.
Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Your cornballs get stolen.
Welcome in to the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Drew Butler. He is at Fromm Jake. PuntandPass.com. The number one destination for all things college football. We are halfway through the month of December, Jake. It is crazy how fast time is flying by. You're about to graduate college, which is exciting. The Commanders are taking on the Giants on Sunday Night Football this weekend, which is exciting. And Christmas is just 10 days away, which is just the best. Bowl season starts this weekend. Dude, I'm fired up. How are you?
Dude, I'm fired up as well. Today's a great day. I turned in my last assignment into ELC. I am done with school forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. It's a great week. Started preparing for the Giants Sunday night. Big time football game. Dude, and like you said, man, Christmas is right around the corner.
That's pretty special.
That's awesome, man. We watched The Grinch during the bye week. Kind of get me in the mood a little bit. Wife loves Christmas music, so we're pumped up. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Christmas movies, Christmas music, decorations. You know, now we've got three kids in the house, so it's taken on an entirely different meaning, which is great. To see Christmas through a young kid's eyes is super special. But I hope you guys get into the Christmas spirit. A win on Sunday night, a big divisional win to keep you guys in the playoff hunt would certainly keep the spirits high. You know what else can keep the spirits high? Winning money on Prize Picks. Okay. Now listen up, people, because we got something really special. This is a little teaser. Jake and I are trying to get a few more signups with the promo code PUNT. So to dangle a carrot, as some would say, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to give away a Punt and Pat rope hat, which is signed by Jake and myself. Okay. A Punt and Pass rope hat, which you can find on puntandpass.com. We will send it to you. We will sign it. If you don't want me to sign it because I'm just a punter and you only want Jake to sign it, people, I get it. We can make that happen as well. If you're a huge punting fan and you just want me to sign it, and for some reason you don't want Jake to sign it, look, we'll do that as well. But what you have to do is sign up for Prize Picks, download the Prize Picks app, and use the promo code PUNT. That's it. Sign up on the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com. Use the promo code PUNT. You get a 100% deposit match up to your first $100. So not only is it free money, not only is it an opportunity to win a Punt and Pass rope hat signed by Jake Fromm, okay? You then could win 25 extra money if you win your entry on Prize Picks. It's the best. You could do cross-board entries. NFL football is going on. NBA, college basketball, college football, bowl season starting. The World Cup final is this weekend. Argentina and France Prize Picks is simply the best daily fantasy game in the industry. They've been great partners of Punt and Pass for years. And just to start, we'll give this away next week. If you can prove that you've signed up on Prize Picks using the promo code PUNT, new sign up, okay, you can win a Punt and Pass rope hat signed by Jake Fromm and myself if you so choose. Prize Picks, simply the best. Check them out, prizepicks.com, at Prize Picks on Instagram and Twitter. Use the promo code PUNT. Let's dive into some news and notes, Jake. Bowl season does start this weekend, but the college football world was rocked with tragic news that Coach Mike Leach had passed away Sunday night. The news broke Monday afternoon. The head coach at Mississippi State, really unprecedented, Jake, that a sitting head coach had passed away in any sport, not just college football, and for the character that Mike Leach was, beloved, unique, inspiring in most cases. It was just so sad. It was so sudden. You see a community now rally around the Mississippi State football team, and it's been really special to see just the honor that he has been given on social media, because everybody had such good memories of Coach Mike Leach.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. The college football world right now is hurting. Like you said, seeing the awesome memories and the videos and the stories of Mike Leach, man, it's fun to go back and to remember him in that way. And one thing that may be taken for granted in this time is his coaching tree and how just widespread that is, and all the coaches he has in all kind of different places. And man, he was in the profession for a long time, coached a lot of really good players, and had some great sound bites that he left us with, and we'll always be thankful for that.
Yeah, no question. Hal Mumme, obviously, was the head coach who kind of brought the air raid offense into college football, and then Mike Leach put his fingerprints on it, had stops at Kentucky, was at Valdosta State. Then he went to Oklahoma and coached guys like Josh Heupel, who's now, you know, coach of the year in the SEC by the press at Tennessee. Lincoln Riley was a GA for him, who's now at USC and has been to the college football playoff at Oklahoma. He's got so many tentacles on his coaching tree. And to just hear some of the stories, did you see the story about Oklahoma and Texas when he was the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma? This was on ESPN's Twitter handle, I think, Jake, of when they concocted the fake plan to drop a play script
in the
Texas
tunnel,
and they knew that Texas's defensive coordinator received it. So they drop a fake play script where they know Texas and the coaching staff are going to pick it up and go, oh my God, we just got a gold mine. Meanwhile, they have a first 15 play script to essentially counter what Texas will do based on the fake play script that they planted. I mean, that is hilarious.
That's awesome. It's brilliant.
And it's something that only Mike Leach could do and then just openly talk about, because he's the one telling the story. And the defensive coordinator from Texas at the time, he was telling the story too. Just a really, really funny story that worked to perfection.
Yep. Yeah, that's – I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. What a story. And the execution on that story too makes it even better, even sweeter.
I got to meet Coach Leach once. I tweeted this out. It was in 2018. I was at the College Football Award Show, which used to be held in Atlanta at the College Football Hall of Fame, and I knew the Davey O'Brien Award committee pretty well. The Davey O'Brien Award goes out to the nation's top quarterback every season. So after the award show, they're like, hey, do you want to have some come have some cocktails? So we walked across to Roos Chris, just across the street from the College Football Hall of Fame, and what do you know? Gardner Minshew was a finalist that year from Washington State, and Coach Leach was there. So we're sitting back in this closed-off room, and I don't know, 15, 20 people, and sure as hell, Mike Leach literally just standing up. I have a picture on my phone. The guy held court for an hour and a half. If you go look at the picture on my Twitter, everybody is just staring at him because he's a brilliant storyteller, and he's just hilarious. That was the only time I didn't actually probably meet him. I was just in the same room with him. But it was cool to see just how captivating he was, the stories that he could tell. My favorite is the wedding story. You know, what do you do if you get when you're getting married? every single woman's going to lose her mind. You're not going to care. Like, it's so spot on accurate to a T. And with his delivery, Jake, it's perfect. So it was special to see his former players and the people that he's touched come out and just say how much they've meant to him. And all the tributes on social media were very special as well. So rest in peace, Coach. Rest in peace, Coach Leach. Prayers up to his family and everybody around Mississippi State and everywhere else that he's been. But he's a special one, man. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there will never be another Mike Leach out there just because of how special he was. And, man, just sad to have him gone.
Yeah, special and authentic. I think authentic would be a really, really good word, because if somebody does come along that tries to be like him, you could probably sniff that out pretty quick. With how authentic he was, you knew exactly what you were going to get.
Absolutely, 100%.
In the same vein, Mississippi State, they had named the defensive coordinator Zach Arnett the interim head coach, and then today they announced that he, in fact, will become the permanent head coach. So believe the president of Mississippi State and the interim athletics director said that they wanted to provide some stability in a time of uncertainty at Mississippi State. And think about what's going on right now. The transfer portal is in high demand. Signing day is next week, the holidays, bowl season, recruiting. And Zach Arnett's a guy who's been highly revered in a lot of coaching circles. He's been a part of numerous head coaching searches and defensive coordinator searches at even bigger jobs than Mississippi State. So I think that's probably the right fit. And keep in mind, Mississippi State doesn't even have an athletic director right now. John Cohen jumped ship and went to Auburn earlier in the semester. I believe a guy named Bracky Brett is the interim AD right now. They have put that search on hold. They said they are expecting to continue their athletic director search, hopefully after the holiday. So a lot going on in Starkville for obvious reasons. Rest in peace, Coach Leach, and congrats. You know, it's tough to say in this circumstance, but Zach Arnett's going to get a shot to be a head coach. You know, those guys will be playing with their hair on fire in their bowl game. We'll be talking about bowl games here in just a little bit. Do you have any familiarity with Zach Arnett? I think when you were in school, he might have been at San Diego State as the defensive coordinator, Jake.
Yeah, I don't personally, but I think that's the right move just with everything going on. The recruiting class, just you said the word stability. One, for the players there who there's a lot going on, a lot of emotions, a lot of things going on. And don't wish it upon anybody, but it's just kind of the where they're at right now, and they have to put together a good recruiting class and maybe get a piece or two from the portal. So we'll see what they can come up with, and I'm excited to see what they do in the bowl game and how they respond, and hope they respond well.
Absolutely. Mississippi State is playing Illinois in the Relia Quest Bowl on January 2nd, which I believe used to be the Outback Bowl. I played in the Outback Bowl a long time ago. Many moons ago.
I personally did not.
What bowl games did you play in?
Sugar twice in a Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty sweet. I played in the Independence Bowl, the Liberty Bowl, the Outback Bowl. Not ideal. It's not where you want to be on Christmas Day, I can tell you that much. I've told those stories many, many times. Speaking of bowl games, though, let's talk about some of the opt-outs that are happening, because that now is the storyline. Bowl practice is about to start. Finals are now over. You talked about it on Monday's podcast, just what the schedule is like. You get away from the game a little bit. You got to finish up in the classroom. But as soon as the students leave campus, then you are allowed to get maybe 5 bowl practices before you head home for the holidays. And some of these top talents are sitting there going, you know what? This bowl game might not be for me. The Peach Bowl, specifically Georgia taking on Ohio State. Ohio State is losing 2 massive pieces off their offense, Jackson Smith and Jigba, one of the top wide receivers in the country, really hadn't played much at all this season. He says, I'm good. I'm going to opt out. Says, I want to get healthy. I'm going to the NFL draft. And then today, Travion Henderson, one of their star running backs, he cited an injury as well and said, I will not be playing in the Peach Bowl. So Georgia got to be feeling pretty good with those two pieces of news that broke. Got a couple of other names here, but what are your initial thoughts there, Jake, on playoff games?
Yeah, guys, I mean, opting out. Yeah, for the Dogs, I mean, every little bit helps. Yes, and please and thank you. But from the Ohio State kind of side of things, like, hey guys, I mean, we're all hands on deck here trying to win a national championship.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I guess just, man, this selfish kind of culture we have right now in one in society and in two, even more in college football, portal, NIL. I mean, it's just me and whatever's best for me. Now, I don't know the extent of the injuries and whether or not they can play, how much they'd be pushing through it. I don't know, but I'm just speaking in generalities here. I mean, if it was me, man, I'd be playing.
Hell yeah. And I'm pretty sure. I mean, I would assume that it's probably up to the coaches. I'm sure y'all had some opt outs when you were in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, we did. But, we did.
Are those guys allowed to go? Can they go on the trip?
So Kirby didn't want.
Hell no.
If you were there practicing, yes. But if you were just going to kind of
opt out,
show up and take a spot, no.
Like, yeah.
You were done. Swift, just take Swift for example. He was there. He was around. He had an AC joint really bad, collarbone, and just really didn't need to be getting hit. But he really wanted to be there with his teammates and enjoy the trip. So he went, got one rep, one play in the game. They put him in for the flea flicker. He got in, pitched it back, and I hit it to George.
That was versus Baylor?
That was versus Baylor, yeah.
Did he? Oh, so he was just getting the rehab there, taking care of his body on the bowl trip, and then got the one. That's cool. I didn't know that. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And then Jalen Hyatt from Tennessee, he opted out. He had signed that big deal, that NIL deal with Hyatt Hotels to help some of the family members get down to Miami for the Orange Bowl. They're taking on Clemson. You know, Cedric Tillman, I think, announced for the NFL draft. Yeah. So he opted out.
And Cedric, yep.
But, you know, if you're in a New Year's Six Bowl now, your star players just aren't going to play. And I warn you, and I'd love your thought here. I warn everybody, in the expanded playoff, you will continue to see opt-outs. I promise you. I 100% promise you this issue is not going anywhere.
I don't think so. Yeah, you hate it, and you would think in theory that it would decrease, and it may decrease some. But it's still going to be there. It's still going to be prominent. Another one, Will Levis at Kentucky, which I saw
Will Levis was – Todd McShay had him at, like, number 5 to the Falcons in the first round. Oh, my goodness. I don't think that should happen. Let me just say that right now. I'll be nice and say I disagree with that mock draft selection by the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Clemson DN Miles Murphy. He's not going to go to the Orange Bowl. So this is an issue. Really? I forgot about Will Levis. You're just going to continue to see it, people. It's not going anywhere. The 12th
Anthony Richardson, Florida.
He opted out as well.
Oh, Michael Mayer, tight end Notre Dame.
He opted out as well. But keep in mind, those aren't playoff games. We understand. Yeah. But the top NFL talents, and this brings up such a good point. I think I talked about it last year. If you remember this podcast, and tweet at me at Drew Butler. But Danny Cannell, who is a polarizing figure, who I have a ton of respect for, okay, he says, I'm so confused at the excuse of opting out of a bowl game as a business decision. All right. He said, look, I get it. He goes, I'm not saying I don't understand the decision. I don't understand the excuse. Because what Will Levis would say, or Anthony Richardson, or anybody, take Jalen Hyatt, I would assume, I don't know if they've said it or not, would be, hey, I think I'm going to be a first-round draft pick, and I don't want to risk getting injured, so I'm not going to play in the bowl. Would you agree with that? Would you agree that that would be their statement for why they'd opt out?
Yeah.
Okay. So Danny Cannell says, excellent. Not playing in one game, but playing in 13 games is a bad business decision. Case in point, Jamar Chase and Micah Parsons both sat out their entire senior seasons. Why'd they do that? One, it was the COVID year. But two, they essentially said, you know what? This is not worth it. The abbreviated season, the late start, the uncertainty of week-to-week schedules, I'm not doing it. And guess what happened? They were both top 10 picks. Micah was defensive rookie of the year. Jamar Chase was offensive rookie of the year. So if you were to make a business decision, and I would be against this, don't play at all. Okay, if you're good enough, don't play at all. Will Levis was said to be a top draft pick before the season started. Jalen Hyatt obviously busted onto the scene. But like after the Alabama game, you know what Jalen Hyatt should have done? I'm done. I'm not going to play anymore. Okay. That's a business decision. I am a star. I just went for 200 plus yards, 5 touchdowns on 6 receptions. I'm done. This is a business decision. I'll see you in the NFL draft. Okay. Playing all those games and then just stopping at the last minute and citing it as a business decision is actually not a good business decision, because the right business decision would have been, I'm not going to play at all. Okay. I'm just going to wait and get to the NFL draft. I'm taking no risk. I find that to be an interesting thought process from Danny. And I tend to agree with it, because what is the point? I mean, like, I get it. And yes, it can happen, Jalen Smith. And we've seen it happen in the past. But if you're good, you're good. It might affect a little bit of your draft stock. I hope you disagree with me, because I'd love to have a conversation around this.
Okay. The whole, is it a business decision? Okay. Everything's relative here. Okay. It still is correct. A business decision. Okay. Because what you have at the end of the season, okay, season ends beginning of December, and you're still bowl prepping for a whole month. Okay. Well, that's a month you're losing off of training, for the NFL combine, for guys who are running 40s and stuff. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Training, you're getting your body right. It's slightly different. It's all technicalities here. But that is one incredible argument about the Jalen Hyatt situation at Auburn, or at against Alabama, receiver for Tennessee against Alabama, where he went off for touchdowns and 200 yards.
6 catches, 5 touchdowns, 200 plus yards. I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely ridiculous. What's stopping him from just saying, dropping the ball, I'm done? Going back to the Jamar Chase and Micah Parsons example, okay, those are just unicorns. Those guys don't come around every once in a while. Both guys are top five in the league in their respective positions, if not arguably the best in their positions. And what position does Micah Parsons play, by the way?
Just game wrecker. I would consider that to be his decision.
He plays football. Okay. Yeah. He plays sack the quarterback. That's what position he plays. And Jamar Chase is Jamar Chase. Just throw a go route to him and he'll go get it. But that's a great argument, but I still think you got to play. However, I will say this. I think there does become a point if you play a lot of college football. There's a law of diminishing returns as far as game tape and film, because so much about the draft is projectability. And whenever they think they know what you are, that is bad for your quote unquote draft stock.
Yes.
Because it's about projectability. That's why tall, long, and fast gets drafted higher, because they think you have a higher ceiling. You may never get there, but everybody kind of has their self-righteous pride about, we can get you there.
We can untap that potential.
Yeah, I can.
We can tap into that potential.
Yeah, I can turn you into something because I'm a genius. I'm smart, and our way is better, and all that good stuff. So that's just kind of my take on it.
No, I agree. And going back to Danny Cannell, when Jackson Smith and Jigba opted out, and again, he essentially didn't play the entire season. Danny Cannell said, "We just need to let kids declare for the draft 2 years out of college now. Like, just move it up." Get rid of the shenanigans, as he called it, and let kids go try to play in the NFL if they think they're ready. But again, missing one game, and I don't care. Like, Jalen Hyatt, okay, great, good for you. Jackson Smith and Jigba, I hope you ball out in the NFL. Will Levis, hey, man, go to the Falcons and win a Super Bowl. Like, that would be awesome. I'm not, like, saying I don't agree with the decision. I just think the excuse is interesting, to say the least. So best of luck to all them. It's not a problem that's going away anytime soon. And I just think, I'll put my Georgia bias on here for just a second. I just think it is very telling how you don't see a lot of guys opt out of Georgia. You don't see a lot of guys transfer out or into Georgia. Like, it is a unit, a cohesive unit that starts at the top. That's just my opinion based on what I see from the outside.
Well, I think culture is good. I think he recruits well. And I hate to say this because it's kind of a knock, but without it being a knock, is winning solves a lot of problems.
You're damn right. Winning solves everything. That's exactly what it does. Yeah. Winning solves absolutely everything. Speaking of winning, you need to get on over to Prize Picks and win your entries this weekend. You can make it even sweeter. If you use the promo code PUNT, P-U-N-T, PUNT, you can get a 100% deposit match up to your first $100. And if you're a new sign up, you are entered to win a signed punt and pass rope hat by Jake Fromm and myself. And again, if you don't want me to sign it, just tell me. I won't sign it. You'll have a signed punt and pass rope hat from Georgia great Jake Fromm. All you have to do is sign up for Prize Picks. Use the promo code PUNT. If you've already signed up, tell your girlfriend to sign up. Tell your best friend to sign up. Tell your mom and your grandma to sign up and just use the promo code PUNT. They can win 25x their money. Cross sport entries, college basketball, college football, NFL football, NBA basketball, the World Cup, everything is available on Prize Picks. It is so simple. Payouts are instant. There's no place better. Prize Picks at prizepicks.com, at Prize Picks on social media. Use the promo code PUNT. We appreciate you as always. Top bowl games. Bowl games start this weekend. You know, we'll give a couple of teasers. Like, I like that Orange Bowl still. There's a lot of orange in the Orange Bowl this year with number six Tennessee taking on number seven Clemson. I like the matchup between Notre Dame and South Carolina in the Tax Slayer Bowl down in Jacksonville. I think that'll be a pretty good one. I believe that one is on Friday, December 30th. And keep in mind, the schedule is a little funky this year because New Year's Day is on a Sunday, and obviously that will be NFL. So there's no bowl games on New Year's Day this year. Did you know that?
Really? That is very, very interesting on that. Yeah, because that's just kind of the deal. Yeah, I didn't see that at all.
Friday is the Hometown Lenders Bahama Bowl. And that's Miami of Ohio against UAB.
I like Oregon versus North Carolina. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Drake May versus Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Like that game a lot.
I like that game.
Is that the Holiday Bowl?
Holiday Bowl, 8 p.m. in Petco Park, San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the baseball stadium.
Baseball stadium, yeah.
What day is that?
That is Wednesday, December 28th.
Yeah, that'll be a really good game.
Yeah.
Dig that one. And then the rest of them this weekend, you've got the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl in Orlando, Florida, UTSA, Texas, San Antonio. Shout out to MacGruber against Troy. And then Saturday, you've got the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, Wasabi Fenway Bowl in Fenway Park, Cincinnati versus Louisville. So think about this. Luke Fickell, the head coach at Cincinnati, went to Wisconsin. Cincinnati then hired Louisville's coach, Scott Satterfield, to be Cincinnati's new head coach. And then Louisville just hired Jeff Brohm from Purdue. So musical chairs of coaches in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. I want to know what the weather is going to be like in Boston on December 17th.
This one's so interesting to me. One, that the Sugar Bowl is at noon and not at
Bizarro Land
at 10 o'clock at night like it normally is. Number 5 Alabama versus number 9 Kansas State.
You have been in this situation.
Oh yeah, it's like you're mad because you're there. You got left out.
Will Bryce Young play? He's projected number 1 overall pick by Todd McShay today.
Really?
Yeah, to the Houston Texans. I have my thoughts about that as well, but.
Yeah, I will leave it at that. But Kansas State, after their big win, it's literally the same game that I had in 2018. So, yeah, we'll see.
You like Kansas State? I mean, that's safe to say.
I think I like Kansas State in that one.
I think the line's like 7.5 too. It's not a big line because Vegas probably knows what's coming down the pike with some opt outs.
Yeah, they have excitement. Will Anderson too. Ain't no way he plays.
No chance, right?
No chance.
Did you see what Todd McShay said today about Jalen Carter, Georgia's defensive tackle? Said Jalen Carter, obviously explosive, fast twitch, disruptive up the middle, can get to the quarterback, can stop the run. But we're hearing he has character issues. And I go, what?
Guy, no.
He goes, we're hearing he has character issues. Guy. I'm like, character issues? Yeah, we think he'd be a great fit in Seattle at the number two overall draft position. I go, okay, so character issues going number two overall. First off, I don't know where McShay, and granted, McShay's been doing this for a while. I don't know where he gets the information that Jalen Carter is a bad character guy, but it's funny to say that and then say he'd be a great fit in Seattle at number two overall. Number two. So
yeah, we'll see what happens here. He's going to drop all the way to number two, but that is something that they – kind of mentioned to us a little bit about scouts. Hey, are you an and guy or a but guy? Can you do this and this? Or like you just your conversation you were just having, he's explosive and he's this, he's yes. fast, he's but
guy.
He has character issues. And so are you an and guy or a but guy? That's just something they said. So you want to pile as many ands as you can and scratch off the butts you have.
Scratch off the butts. Pile up the ands. I like that. You know what? That checks out. I would say you're definitely an and guy. Okay.
Try to be.
I can 100% say that. Me, I don't know. Some days I'm a butt guy. Other days I'm an and guy. I probably just toe the line. I'm right in between pretty consistently. But a lot to talk about. And keep it tapped in right here on Punt and Pass. Have you watched that Eagles play that I told you to watch? Because I watched the Lions play.
Yeah. Yeah.
We saw that, right? Where they bunched up and then they dumped it out to Miles Sanders. That was pretty slick.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Actually came up during our meetings today, you know, because they played the Giants. We played the Giants again. And everybody's like, dang, man, that's a pretty sweet play.
It was sweet. And then did you see the Pat McAfee? I'm all over the place, but did you see the Pat McAfee show interview with Dan Campbell? You probably didn't because you're much busier being on an NFL team. But he interviewed Dan Campbell, and they were talking about the play you mentioned on Monday. You were like, did you see the tackle eligible third and seven? And they threw it to the freaking right tackle.
Third and seven?
So Dan Campbell says this is the head coach of the Lions. He's like, I'm watching the stadium do the wave. Gigantic wave going around the stadium. He's like, I'm just sitting there. We're in a timeout. I'm kind of zoning out. I'm watching the wave. I hear our offensive coordinator come on the headset. You know, hey, Dan, do you like He goes, and I just kind of nod my head. Yeah, it sounds good. So all of a sudden he sees Penei Sewell go in motion. He's like, okay, we're going to run that like trap block that they've been doing with the lineman in motion. And then he sees Penei Sewell go out into the flat and Goss going to throw to him. And he says out loud, what the F are we doing? Because he had no idea what the OC said. And then they get the first down and they win the game. He's like, hey, that worked out pretty well. But then he was laughing. He was like, we practiced that a lot. We've seen Penei, execute that in practice 20 plus times. And when they called it, it was perfect. So
yeah, to bring this episode full circle,
please.
What a Mike Leach story at that borderline is of just Dan Campbell having no idea what's going on as a head coach, as far as play calling wise, and watching the wave, looks up, sees a fancy play. What the F are we doing? And it works. So it's I agree. What a cool moment, man. Those things are awesome.
I've got one more question and I'm gonna wrap this up.
Yeah.
Is Dansby Swanson gonna be a Brave next year?
Man, I don't know. I'd like to think so. But guys are getting paid, man. Trey 11, Turner,
13-year contracts. Like the Braves Trey don't Turner, do that.
Correa just got a 13-year deal. I don't know, man. They have such a good core, but somehow the GMs just got them all to be at good, solid contracts, very livable for them. All right, very very livable dollars for those guys.
Yeah, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, they're just fine. Okay, let's don't feel bad for these guys at all. But
Carlos Correa signed a 13-year. $350 million contract with the San Francisco Giants.
It's to obviously, yes, I'm a football player and I'm in the NFL, so I keep up with my sport a whole lot more. I know who Carlos Correa is.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. If you gave me 10 people right here, I don't know. I could probably get pretty close, but I don't know if I could pick Carlos Correa out of a lineup. Could you?
But
I don't know if I could. I'm just telling you that right now.
Facial features wise, no, I couldn't. It's almost getting to the point where the free agency is some random name, like you said, it's getting 8, 10 years, $200 million.
You're
like,
I mean, that's preposterous, dude.
Who is this guy? I have no idea who this is, where he played, and he hit 270 with 30 home runs and 100 strikeouts. That's the way baseball is now. It's nobody hits 300. They just hit high 280s and hit home runs and struck out a bunch.
Okay, so here's my question. And I think the decision is ultimately going to be Dansby Swanson's decision, which has got to be a good place to be in. It sounds like the Braves are offering him 6 years, which the Braves don't do. And they're coming to that decision for Dansby, like right around $18 million a year. So what is 6 times 18, quick off the top of your head?
6 times 20 is 120. And you're going to minus.
Call it 108 million, right? Yeah. And think about this. Okay, so let's just say the Braves offer him 6 years, and let's just be generous. 120 million. What's that, 20 million a year? I don't know if they'll do that, but let's just say that, okay? 6 years, 120 million. Dansby Swanson. Look at who you have around him. They've got everybody locked up. Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Ronald Acuna Jr.
Center fielder,
Matt Olson, Michael Harris. I mean, they've got everybody. The whole team is there. Or the Chicago Cubs come in and go, we'll give you 11 years for $210 million.
That's tough.
Like, what do you do?
You got to,
you know who he's asking first? His wife. I mean, that's exactly where you go. You're like,
you know what a borderline is like, to make this connection here? It's borderline like the LIV Golf League and the PGA.
Okay.
Yes. The PGA is not as much money. And it's pretty week to week, or I can go get a long-term deal for more money at the LIV Golf deal, but it may not be exactly what I want to do and where I want to live, but I never have to worry about what I do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about what my kids do for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And for that kind of money, my kids' kids are taken care of for the rest of their lives.
You're 100% right. I mean,
probably some.
Calling 100. I don't know if there's much difference between that when it's 120 to 200 million. Now that's almost double. So of course there is. But yeah, I'm sure. You know what? It's the punt and pass effect, and this is what the punt and pass effect is. I told you this. I think during one of our first episodes, whenever we publish an episode and it goes live, massive news breaks as soon as this
every hits time
the wire. So I promise you, if you're listening to this on Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon, I bet you news is already broke as to where Dansby Swanson is signed. Okay. So it's been fun talking about it. Jake, hope we're right. I think he's going to sign with the Braves. I just do. Like that nucleus of a team is there for the foreseeable future. You can be a part of that and be a consistent winner. Or you can go to Chicago, and if you win a World Series in Chicago, now you are a legend in both Atlanta and Chicago. So
I'm a big Freddie Freeman fan, and you could just tell the entire season.
Oh, he had God, yeah.
Just crazy FOMO of not being in Atlanta.
100%.
You could just feel it through the TV that he wanted to be in Atlanta so bad.
No doubt about it. You don't F with happy. As my partner Steak Shapiro says on the radio here in Atlanta, you do not mess with happy at all. So we'll see. I'm happy that we are rocking and rolling with punt and pass. It's almost Christmas. The Commanders are on Sunday Night Football. Bowl season starts this weekend. Get active on Prize Picks, people. Again, sign up using the promo code PUNT. If you've already signed up, get one of your family relatives, one of your friends, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever, husband, wives, it don't matter. We don't discriminate on punt and pass. Get them to sign up on Prize Picks. Use the promo code PUNT. You get a 100% deposit match up to your first $100, and you'll be entered to win a signed punt and pass rope pad. You can 25x your money. All the sports are available. Cross sport entries as well. Payouts are instant. PrizePicks.com. Download the Prize Picks app. Follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube page. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at From Jake. PuntandPass.com. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday. See ya.
BetMGM is an official sports betting partner of the National Hockey League and has everything for the action on the ice. Hockey fans in Canada can place live bets, create same-game parlays, take player props on their favorite skaters, and bet on the 2026 Stanley Cup champion, including if that team will be from Canada or the USA. BetMGM also has original bets, which are hockey markets you can't find anywhere else. And it's not just about what you can do on game day. The BetMGM app has improved its lineup this season to include instant withdrawals, data insights, and a brand new rewards hub. Download the BetMGM app today and enjoy the NHL like never before. BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 19 plus to wager. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. If you have questions or concerns about your gambling or someone close to you, please contact Connects Ontario at 1-866-531-2600 to speak to an advisor free of charge. BetMGM operates pursuant to an operating agreement with iGaming Ontario.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?